What do you say, Ms. Bremner? Will we recognise the travel industry once COVID-19 is cured?
Well, that's a really great question. We are definitely living through a once-in-a-lifetime crisis that has brought travel and tourism to near zero levels. So for a short time, it was unrecognisable, as there was essentially no tourism. As we begin the process of recovery or transformation after coronavirus, we will go through a period of adjustment and recalibration of supply and demand. And this will be very unpredictable, depending on what happens with the virus. And until such time that a vaccine is rolled out, travel players will operate at much lower levels of supply and demand than pre-crisis. They will be facing challenges such as travel restrictions, social distancing, and the need to implement hygiene protocols. For airlines, it will take at least 4 to 5 years to recover to 2019 levels. And we've already seen some major players collapse, such as LATAM and Avianca in Latin America. We have the bankruptcy of South Africa Airways, and also Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Australia, just to name but a few. For other airlines that were lucky enough to receive a bailout, some of those conditions were based on a green recovery plan and transformation. So, for example, Austria Airlines or Air France, based on the deal with their respective governments. However, there has actually been a missed opportunity to accelerate decarbonisation in the airline sector. And so for those players that adapt and embrace the need to become decarbonised and carbon neutral, that's definitely going to be a competitive advantage. But equally, we'll see, we're expecting consolidation to take place in the market. And the same goes for hotels. There's expected to be some level of consolidation, for example, the potential merger with IHG and Accor. Of course, pipeline expansion will be slowed and redirected to more dynamic regions such as Asia Pacific. Brands will also increasingly pivot to climate positive operations, looking at how they can make savings and on their energy and costs such as that. And of course, we're expecting them to become increasingly integrated into the fabric of the communities where they're based. For short-term rentals, we're expecting a bit of a shakeout as many brands return to first principles such as Airbnb, and working in partnership with local authorities, promoting jobs and revenue streams for local communities, and therefore sort of moving away from the sort of multi-owner approach, and we'll probably see the corporates being kicked off these platforms. For online travel agents, we'll increasingly see them embrace digital transformation, allowing their customers an increased level of choice, flexibility. And that's been so important during coronavirus. And of course, leveraging technology such as artificial intelligence, big data and analytics to provide much more personalised and curated products and services in real time and that are contextual. And of course, for the smaller players, they're going to be targets of merger and acquisition activity by the larger players. The corporate landscape is equally likely to see the rise of these mega brands that are going to have to compete with the likes of Google that will continue to make inroads into the travel and tourism space. And of course, there's also the likely entry of other brands from outside the sector, such as IKEA. We could see that them tying up with, say, hotel brands, or mobility players tying up with rail or airline players. And of course, As we shift gear into the recovery phase, there's a massive push on the sustainability agenda and the need to embrace the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And we'll increasingly see startups and new business models emerge from those premises and adopting radical approaches to tackle the major climate emergency and challenges that we face regarding protecting biodiversity and, of course, the natural world. So as we look to the future, travel and tourism will feel familiar, yet everything will be will need to be considered through a more thoughtful and sustainability orientated lens. We're expecting a paradigm shift towards acting in a positive way, really sort of focusing on the value of travel and tourism to those local economies in terms of jobs and driving equality and inclusion. And of course, we know that travel and tourism can be a force for good, and we expect it to continue to step up to that agenda and help protect our world and those natural and cultural assets that are so irreplaceable. So thank you for asking me this great question.